Evelyn and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
The club with his pants falling down or the dance.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Evelyn and You, 1320 WILS. Every time I hear that line about the clown with the pants falling down, I see Ken Glickman across from me here, and he's dancing in the studio.
There you go.
Look a lot better this week.
I feel a little bit better. Thank you.
That away.
Yeah.
Our area arts and entertainment contributor, and also does a great job in our Get a Job segment on Mondays. You can hear that and help you get a job, keep a job, or improve your job. And also a lot of good advice there for employers, not just employees. Ken, a lot going on in the area, but Stages of the Law, a very interesting series. I don't know how many communities have anything exactly like this, but
I think it's unique, and I think that Cooley Law School should really be commended for this. This is the fifth year, am I correct? And part of it is what we're going to see this weekend. It started last weekend, and it's the very first fully staged production of the Stormfield Theater with our friend Christy Thatcher. Now, I know you're not as old as I am, Jack, but I fell in love with Christy Thatcher when she was in Guys and Dolls and at Boar's Head Theater, and she was, 19 years old, and she was just wonderful. And it was great for the whole community to have Christy come back when she was artistic director of Boar's Head. This woman is a great actress, a great playwright, a great director, and a wonderful artistic director also. And now she has started her own theater from scratch. Last year they did staged plays, stage readings, and now full productions. They have a little storefront in Frandor, and boy, she's got three dynamite actors, and I've heard nothing but great things about Among Friends is the name of the play.
She is the writer and director. We're talking about Christine Thatcher, and those who are familiar with her work are going to want to catch this as part of Stages of the Law. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, her good friend and ours, Katie Doyle. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Just fine. Well, tell us a little bit about Among Friends. That is at the Stormfield Theater and in its second week, correct?
Yeah, it absolutely is. We're running through October 31st. The play is about three gentlemen who are longtime friends. Two of them are brothers-in-law. And it's what happens when one of the brothers-in-law discovers the other one cheating at cards? It's got some wonderful talent, area talent. Of course, you and Ken. Hi, Ken, too.
Hey,
both
Katie,
know.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I didn't mean not to include you in the original greeting. John Leppard, who is the artistic director at the Williamson Theaters in this production, along with a comedian that a lot of folks know, Errol Gribble, who's a wonderful actor and has appeared at Boar's Head on several occasions. And then Christine was fortunate enough this summer when she was up in the Peninsula Playhouse working in Wisconsin to meet a gentleman and unbeknownst to her at the time, but a fellow actor in Chicago named Bill Bannon, and he is the third member of the trio in this production. And
these are all Equity actors, am I correct?
They are.
Boy,
they are.
This is a real treat. I don't think people realize, there's a difference between amateurs and professionals.
Well,
these guys are all pros.
Yeah, that's true. And, we really appreciate the education and the professional or the community theaters that we have here in this community because it does, train people that are really serious about thinking of theater as a vocation instead of an avocation. So we're really grateful for all the community and educational theater that we have here. But yeah, Stormfield is a professional theater, Ken, and it's we were able to make arrangements with Actors Equity to do this first production. Actors Equity, of course, being the stage union.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really fortunate to have these three guys here
so
at Frandor Shopping Center.
So you built this little storefront from scratch. You built yourself a theater. How hard was that?
Oh, it was tremendously hard work. We
I bet.
Did a hole in the wall to make one of our bathrooms come into the lobby, and we're really grateful to the Frandorf Shopping Center for letting us be in here, of course, with Mid-Michigan Family Theater, who's in the main part of the mall, who is also one of the stages of the law participants that you mentioned earlier. They're doing the Trial of Tom Sawyer. And, of course, there is LCC in November doing Arthur Miller's A View from the Bridge. The Riverwalk Theater is doing the Farnsworth Invention, and the Lansing Civic Players is an added member of the Stages of the Law Theater Festival this year. And they have had an actual production change. They're doing an Alfred Hitchcock play. They were originally doing Misery, but that got pulled all over the country because Broadway is considering doing Misery next year.
So, when I hear about this play, I sort of think about The Odd Couple with guys sitting around with their stogies playing playing poker. Is that how this thing begins?
Actually, it's funny that you mention it. It kind of is, minus the stogies. But yeah, they're drinking beer and playing cards and having a good time, and you know, wondering if one of the partners' wives made the nachos for the evening, or if they're stuck with pizza, or you know, and. Yeah, it is. We've had a lot of wonderful response to the show, and one of the comments that was made was it was really great that and a grace that a woman playwright, a person of one gender, can write such great.
I was going to mention that. That's very interesting.
Or another gender. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she must have had brothers.
Yeah.
Our guest is Katie Doyle of Stormfield Theater, and of course, dating back to got to know her over at Boar's Head and professional theater in Lansing is not a new thing. But is it for a community this size a little unusual that it would have been able to support professional theater as long and as well as Lansing did?
I don't know. That's an interesting question, Jack. I think there are people, you know, that in the community that really are kind of viscerally aware of what the arts offers in this community. And that's not just theater, that's the arts in general. But we're really fortunate to have such a such an infusion of arts in our community and theater. And, you know, we all try to support each other, I think, in many different ways, you know. So I don't think there's too much or too little. It's whatever can make it at one particular time. And we're really lucky because while there are a lot of both community and professional theaters that are closing down right now, we have had just tremendous support from the community, both financial and in-kind donations and that sort of thing. And,
financial support, Katie, if someone is sitting out there waiting to find out how much it's going to cost for them to see a play, among friends, what's it going to cost them, and what time does it start?
Well, it's $25 for adults and $15 for students. The production runs through October 31st, Halloween. Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., and Sundays at 2 p.m. You can contact the Arts Council.
And where in Frandorf is the storefront?
The storefront, do you remember, it used to be Michigan National Bank. I believe it's Bank of America now.
Right there, right by the bank.
In that freestanding building right behind it and behind Trippers and Olga's.
Thanks so much, Katie. We appreciate it. Good luck with the show.
Thank you.
All right, Katie Doyle, Stormfield Theater.